Now it's time to get the latest from the quarterback of the pack, Aaron Rodgers. It's Tuesdays with Aaron. Here's your host, Jason Wilde.
It is the Aaron Rodgers Show, Tuesdays with Aaron. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, the reigning Super Bowl MVP, at least for another 5.5 days or so. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, doing good, buddy.
We all watched the Pro Bowl. Some of us complained about it. Others didn't. You mentioned last week when we talked before the game that the game changes somewhat in the second half or fourth quarter. How did you enjoy what your friend TJ Lang called on Twitter a jog-through?
I'll be honest, I was a little bit disappointed. I felt like some of the guys on the NFC side embarrassed themselves.
In what way?
Well, I feel like there should be some pride involved in a game like that, and I was just surprised by some of the efforts by some of the guys. This being my second Pro Bowl, played in the one in 2010 that was down in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and felt like that one had a lot more energy. The AFC side obviously had more energy there. I think they were upset by the second onside kick, and at that point, from that point on, they played a lot harder than we did. But even in the early going, they were playing definitely harder than we were.
Well, there's been a lot of criticism of the game. There was the booing about the run play and the effort that was shown early in the game. Does the NFL need to do something here, or is there nothing that can be done given the fact that guys don't want to, you know, suffer an injury in an all-star game that doesn't matter?
Well, I think, you know, that's probably part of it, is guys don't want to get injured in a game like that. I've always found that if you're going that tempo, that's when the injury is going to happen, not if you're going full speed. You're more likely to get an injury standing around a pile or kind of going through at half speed. That being said, I'm not sure what the NFL can do to improve that tempo, maybe offer more, you know, more money for a victory than a loss, even more, make the spread that much more. But overall, I think I was just disappointed in the lack of pride by some of the players that played in the game.
You know, football coaches and players talk about this, how you can't play not to get hurt, because that's when you get hurt. Do you think that's the main concern, though, is that they don't, I mean, that there's a concern for injury?
I think that's part of it. But, you know, Drew Brees, who doesn't have a contract, who's a free agent, potentially, you know, I'm sure the Saints will bring him back, but he played the whole second quarter and played well. You know, I felt like, just like I did in 2010, you know, I took a lot of pride in the way I played and wanted to make sure I knew the plays. Now, it was our staff, which helped out a little bit, but you know, I want to know the plays. I want to play well. I want to give the fans a show and make the Green Bay fans who watched and are watching for me and my teammates, want to make them proud of their Pro Bowlers. I was just surprised that some of the guys either didn't want to play or when they were in there didn't put any effort into it.
The coaches seem to make things interesting, especially as you referenced earlier, the special teams calls. What did you think of what Mike McCarthy and Sean Slocum did with the special teams, and what was it like playing for your coaching staff?
It was great. You know, it was great to be able to spend time with those guys. It's not a real hectic schedule. There's plenty of time to relax, you know, by the pool and the hotel. So it was good to spend time with those guys. With their families, you know, off the football field. Had a lot of fun with that. And then, you know, as far as the game goes, I'm not sure if those were Mike's calls or Slocum's calls, but I know Andy Lee was excited to get to throw a pass. David Akers is a heck of an onside kick guy. I know the second one definitely enraged some of those guys. on the AFC side, they started to play a little bit harder. But, you know, Mike wanted to win, and you got to appreciate that, the competitiveness there, if that was his call, and we played to win the game.
Not to go inside the helmet like we used to with the games that counted, but take us through your maybe favorite play that you had. I know you had the touchdown passes. And can you take us through your big reception for 15 yards? I mean, your negative 15 yards?
Yeah, that was my favorite play of the game. I hadn't had a reception, I don't believe, in an NFL game yet. Had one in junior college for a touchdown. Had one at Cal for a 10-yard gain on a deflection. The junior college one was a throwback screen. That was pretty cool. Hadn't really had one in a game. I've actually dreamt about a play like that. Now, it obviously went a little better after the catch, but you know, the ball went up in the air, and I don't like throwing interceptions. I don't care if it's a practice, preseason, regular season, playoffs, or a Pro Bowl. And I climbed the ladder on whoever that defender was, made the catch, and was actually looking to get to my right and throw it again, knowing that that's a penalty, however, knowing that if we completed it for a first down, they'd probably have to accept the penalty. We get a chance on third down again. And then I spun around, and by that point, I realized I wasn't going to be going anywhere. And I was a little disappointed the forward progress wasn't taken into account there. I felt like it should have been about an 8 or 9 yard loss, not a 15-yard loss.
One more thing about the Pro Bowl. Aside from the game, what was the coolest thing you did during the week in Hawaii with all your friends?
You know what, I think being able to spend time at the base for practice on Thursday was great. Seeing so many of the servicemen and women over at Hickam at the Air Force Base over there was a lot of fun. Naval Base. That was probably the highlight as far as the football stuff goes. Off the field, went up to a little private beach just off the side of the road on Thursday, and that was nice and relaxing. There were a lot of people at the hotel and autograph hounds at the neighboring hotel, so it was nice to kind of get away from all that and find a nice little private beach on Thursday.
Tom Clements got to call the plays in the Pro Bowl. At least that's what was said on the NBC broadcast. Should we take that as a sign that he's going to be your offensive coordinator?
I don't want to speak for Coach, so I'm not sure exactly if a decision has been made yet, but, you know, I think he would probably figure something out here pretty soon. He, you know, he's hired from within before, so not sure if he's going to do that again. Not sure if he did that, how that would change Tom's job description as far as is he still going to work with the quarterbacks or not, but you know, I'm hopeful we'll be able to keep Tom on, and you know, if we promote him, great. If not, keep him in Green Bay as my QB coach.
There's a newspaper in Pittsburgh reporting that the Steelers are interested in talking to him about replacing Bruce Arians. Now, Mike could block that, I suppose, but do you have the kind of relationship with Mike McCarthy that you can go to him and plead your case that it's important to you that Tom stays?
I think I've done it enough during the year and on this show and talked about how how important Tom is to me and our team and what an incredible coach he is. But I've also tried to get my message out that, you know, Tom and I are close friends and you know, I want what's best for him and his family. And if that's moving back to Pennsylvania, you know, he was interested in the Penn State job. If that's kind of the way he wants to go, then you know, I wish him the best. And that's not going to change our friendship. But you know, he's an incredible coach. He's probably in his last, you know, maybe decade or so of coaching. And I wish him nothing but the best. And hopefully it's in Green Bay with myself.
Shifting gears in Indianapolis today, it's media day for Super Bowl 46. What do you remember from that Tuesday last year? Maybe what were the best and worst questions or the weirdest situations you encountered?
I think first in general, it was really cold in there, and Donald Driver was one guy who was kind of stuck over, maybe underneath some sort of vent, but I was cold and didn't really expect that. So you kind of had to try and keep warm during the questions. It was an hour long of that stuff. I think some of the most difficult questions to answer were from the international media, kind of trying to understand kind of what they were trying to say at first was difficult, but that was exciting as well. Seeing media from, you know, not only, you know, Japan, but, you know, Great Britain, different places across the country or across the world, and just being able to interact with them, that was exciting. I was asked to say a couple things in Spanish at one point, which questioned my recollection of Spanish 1, 2, and 3 that I took in high school. That was difficult as well, but fun. I think the most difficult thing is to remain patient, because there's hundreds of media people there, and you might answer the same question four or five times, but just to remain patient with them, because everybody's kind of bouncing around from person to person.
You referenced the international media. You've talked about the international incident at the coin flip of the Super Bowl. You also noticed when Christina Aguilera messed up the national anthem. Kelly Clarkson doing it this year. Do you? One of the prop bets is whether or not she'll get all the words correct. Are you confident in Kelly Clarkson after what you listened to last year?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty confident in Kelly. She's a great talent. Remember watching her on American Idol? I believe it was the first season that she won. I'm hopeful that another person from Glee is going to come on there, though, and sing a song, because that America the Beautiful that started off the whole pregame was pretty incredible.
But you caught the mistake in the national anthem, didn't you? I feel like you've mentioned that before.
Yeah, I did. I did catch that.
Now, someone told me that you're doing some work with NBC for the Super Bowl. Can you fill us in on that?
I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to fill in at this point, but I'm definitely going to be there on Sunday doing some stuff with NBC and looking forward to that.
So you will be at the game?
I will.
How do you feel about being at a Super Bowl that you're not playing in?
It's kind of tough, you know. But, you know, I've worked with, I've known the NBC people for a while. John Miller at NBC Sports and Dick Ebersol and obviously, you know, Bob Costas and Collinsworth and Al Michaels and those guys who come and do our production meetings every week. I've got a great relationship with those men and women. A lot of respect for them and the job they do with Sunday Night Football. And so it's going to be fun to be able to spend some time with them in Indy. Saturday night, I'm also scheduled to attend the first ever NFL Awards show, and the commissioner has made it pretty well known. He'd like everybody there. So
that's changed your policy on that, apparently?
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's helping me make that decision a little bit easier. But I am excited about that and about working with NBC. Those are two things I'm really looking forward to.
Two more things before we get to Ask Aaron and then let you go so you can hit the golf course, right? Isn't that where you were headed today?
I am.
Do you have some sort of tournament you're prepping for that we should know about? Or?
Yes, I do. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Wow!
It's a big deal. I'm really excited. I'm not exactly sure who I'm playing with. It might be Mark Wilson, Wisconsin stellar.
Two
golfer.
Mac Fund guys.
Yes, that would be excellent. But anybody I'm with is going to get a good partner. Maybe not a great golfer at this point in the season, but I'll be a lot of fun. I could say that much.
Now, how did this? I know we're on a time crunch, but I have to at least ask: How did this come about? Because obviously you've played the American Century Championship in Tahoe for years, but this is a slightly bigger deal. No offense to that tournament.
Well, I love the American Century Championship. That's an incredible week. Love those guys in Tahoe. So I'm not exactly, you know, exactly sure about your previous statement there, but I will say this, that the CBS guys who come in and do our games, you know, we've been fortunate enough to work with Jim Nantz, who calls a lot of golf, and Phil Simms, and their producer, Lance Barrow. And it's a tournament that I've actually attended as a fan when I was a backup. I was able to blend in and follow around a buddy of mine who was planning the event. And it's something I've always wanted to do. So this year I was able to get an invite. And, you know, you play in the Super Bowl. It's probably not something you're going to play in just because that next week is so crazy. But when you get knocked out of the playoffs in the, you know, divisional round, it's something you'd love to do, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to be on the list this year.
Well, congratulations on that. That segues into our last question before Ask Aaron, which there's a story yesterday. You were named by the Sports Business Journal as the NFL's most marketable player. There were, again, some comparisons to Peyton Manning. We've talked on the show a couple times about your desire to hopefully do Saturday Night Live at some point, but how are you kind of handling the increased interest in you as an actor or pitchman? And what is your approach? Do you have anything else in the hopper? Because we've seen a lot of you lately, and apparently we're going to see even more of you.
Well, I can tell you this. The commercial with State Farm, the commercials, have really worked out great. And Ray Lewis is actually teasing me about how much he likes them and appreciates them. So I'd love to do, you know, many more things like that. Obviously have my associations with Associated Bank and Ford. There'll be some new stuff in the works with that. But, yeah, I'm excited about the opportunities that hopefully will come my way. Would not mind at all maybe getting into, you know, some TV shows as you know, as an extra, or you know, kind of what Greg did with Criminal Minds. There's a couple shows I wouldn't mind being on.
What shows would you like to be on? Because last night you did get mentioned on the show House.
Well, I wouldn't mind being on House. That's a heck of a show. You know, I think shows like Modern Family. Really enjoy that show. You know, I wouldn't really discriminate. I did want to be on Entourage. Had a chance. Didn't work out with my schedule. Fortunately, that's not on the air anymore. But
maybe you can be in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have some limited acting skills that you know, that it could be fun to to see how they work out, given the right opportunity.
Well, let's get to Ask Aaron, the five questions that we've got for you before you hit the links. If you want to take part in this, we've got one show left with one more Ask Aaron opportunity after the Super Bowl, so make them good, because the last ones had better be good, because they'll be the last ones we'll have for a while. And the first one, I can't tell you how many times I've been asked this now. It is absolutely the number one Ask Aaron question. But Kyle had a more creative take on it. Be honest, is the real reason you haven't tweeted yet is you simply forgot your password?
No.
What's the holdup?
Well, I was going to do it out in Hawaii, but I figured it was still kind of like a game week. At least that's how I approached it. I know it was more relaxing, but I wanted to play well, so now it feels like the off season has started for me, and expect some tweets coming fast and furious.
The next one comes from Jason. What was it like being in the booth with Bob Uecker during that Brewers game last year?
That was the best. Bob is a great guy. I've got to meet him a couple times. Really enjoy our conversations. You know, I like to tease him about his role in Major League, with some of the famous quotes from that movie. Also his Mr. Belvedere role. He's got that classic voice, and really knows sports. He's fun to talk with on the air and off the air, and he's got his own nickname for me. So Bob.
Not when
guy.
You could tell us, apparently?
No, he called me, it's kind of like a Raj. So, Raj, you know, he's got that classic voice. Really enjoy Bob.
This one comes from Alyssa. Assuming you stuck to your New Year's resolution to read one book a month, what have you read in January?
I did just finish my book yesterday. It's not one I'm going to share that I read, but in the future I will keep everyone posted. But I did just finish it yesterday.
So the Aaron Rodgers Book Club will start for February. Another Jason asks, my wife and I are headed to San Diego this week for our anniversary. Do you have a few suggestions for things to do or see and restaurants to hit while we're there?
Well, it depends on what kind of stuff you like to do. I'd say the San Diego Zoo is obviously very famous. Marine World down there is fun to do. I would definitely hit up the beach. The water's a little bit cold right now, but the weather has been nice. If you want some good restaurants, the Gas Lamp District downtown has a number of really good spots. And then there's many restaurants in La Jolla and Del Mar. Jake's in Del Mar is a favorite of mine.
And finally, this one comes from Nick. What is your best memory of this past season and the number one thing you'll take away from this past season?
I think the best memory would probably be, I don't know, there's so many big wins. I think the Giants win during the regular season. There's nothing like a road victory and that flight on the way home. It was a big win for us. You know, we faced some adversity, and that was a special moment, that ride home after winning that big game. I think the one thing I'll definitely take away is just a greater respect for how difficult it is to make a run and get to the Super Bowl. After you win the Super Bowl, I think it kind of changed your perspective. You're thinking, I'm going to do this every year, get used to this, and you kind of forget how special a run like that is and how difficult it is. So it gives you a greater respect for what you did when you made that run, but also a greater resolve to try and repeat that feeling.
We will do this again next week in the season finale. We'll hear about, hopefully, your MVP award, your experience at the Super Bowl, and we'll talk a little more golf. Aaron, hit 'em straight.
I will. Twitterians, get ready.
You have been listening to the Aaron Rodgers Show.